Welcome back into Sports Talk. After this final minute here in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll be going to the Saints Hour at 7 o'clock. Mike Hoss, the voice of the Saints, along with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, will be on the show, also featuring former defensive end Chris Long and former offensive lineman / NFL Network / Odyssey NFL insider Brian Boldinger on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Can't wait to tune into that one. Looking at the Saints, man, first two games, who's the leader in tackles on the squad? Alante Taylor, coming into a big year three for Alante. The corner's got 15 total tackles on the year, leads the team with 3 sacks. He's also got 5 tackles for loss and has just looked like a player on fire going into year three. We caught up with him in the locker room yesterday, and here's a little bit of what he had to say as the Saints get ready to play the Eagles.
Anything behind how hard you guys are hitting that comes when you're feeling good?
I think everybody's just playing to the standard that we've set so far. And, you know, it's a week in and week out thing. I think we just got to take it one day at a time, continue to do that. I think we enjoyed this last one, this last couple hours. And I think now our mindset's just shifting to Philly. And like I said, as long as we keep taking care of business one day at a time, one play at a time, we're going to just keep playing New Orleans Saints defense.
I'm sure you saw a lot of the reaction from fans, not only here, but second line and in Dallas and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, just to see that and maybe see how this community has responded with all that they've been through this week, like, just kind of what does that mean?
It means a lot. You know, that just means, you know, New Orleans is just a relentless place. The fans travel. They show a lot of love. And any game in Texas has kind of been that way. I know when we played Houston last year, the fans traveled. But, you know, New Orleans is strong, and you kind of see that resiliency within them to go through what we went through with the hurricane, but then also travel and go to the game. But they were definitely second lining, and I was watching those videos. It felt pretty good.
How much points the offense is putting up take some of the pressure off of the defense and allow you guys to be more aggressive?
A lot of pressure. I feel like, you know, when you have a team who you just want to get the ball back to them so they can go and score, it helps us out and takes the pressure off of us just to try to get off the field on third down. But the offense was rolling, and I like to say that they were rolling so good that they bailed us out in times, right? Like, Dallas was driving the ball on us, getting in field goal range, but if we're not putting up points on that side of the ball, maybe the score is 9-0, 9-3. So, you know, offense on the road helps us, and I think, you know, when we get on the road, it also helps the offense.
It's been talked about a good bit during camp, but facing off against this offense with this new scheme, how much has that really sharpened you guys in an iron-sharpening way to go against other teams?
It was good. You know, we kind of talk about the motions, eye discipline, flying around, extending plays after the snap, but this helped us a lot, and you know, we're thankful for that. And going up against, you know, Chris Olave, guys like that, you're not going to find many guys in the league who are running that fast and running this type of offense. So when we do face different offenses, I feel like we have a good advantage to them.
What were you thinking? You see Derek Carr going deep for Rashid on that second touchdown.
Hey, do it. Like, let it go. I mean, we see it in practice every week. And to see DC sit in the pocket and believe that she's going to run the route the right way and deliver that good ball, hey, we'll take that every single time. On the sideline, I know we'd be turned. So,
you know, getting ready for Philly, what are your initial thoughts about them?
You know, they got great weapons over there with Jalen, you know, picking up Saquon, a great runner back who uses his legs a lot. And then, you know, you talk about Smitty and A.J. Brown and, you know, Dotson that they just picked up from Washington. You know, he's had a lot of spark and positive things in the league so far. So, you know, we can't forget about him. We got to make sure we check all of our boxes and we just go out there and play ball.
How much with Jalen is it about, like, making sure that he doesn't get loose with his legs as much as maybe throwing the ball?
That's a lot. I mean, he's a great quarterback, a guy who can, like you said, use his legs. I think the biggest thing for us is just containing him and putting our eyes in the right place. And, I mean, you kind of watch our defense. We fly around like we've been flying around, man. I think that we'll take care of anything when it comes to scramble drills.
Saints corner Alante Taylor speaking to the media in the locker room on Monday. Black and gold getting ready for a tough matchup. You talked of the last question about Jalen Hurts and those rushing yards. We know all too well, Charlie, mobile quarterbacks have been the bane of a Dennis Allen defense.
I love that response, though, from Alante. Just like, when we're flying around like this, though, don't matter. We're gonna wrap him up. So
you definitely feel the swagger, the confidence dripping off of him.
Yeah, but also, you know, I said this to you while we were listening to it. Complimentary football.
Right.
You know, all sides are performing. And he was talking about, like, the offense was picking them up because they were letting Dallas go down the field. But being a bend-don't-break unit against an elite offense like the Cowboys have, I mean, that's fine. You were churning 3-for-7. You take that any day of the week. So, yeah, I mean, it was interesting stuff from Alante. Obviously, Dennis Allen was just very, very high on him in that interview we did with him during the Saints coaches show.
Yeah.
Just talking about the leap that he's made from year two to three. I mean, Bobby called him a dog for a reason. 13 solo tackles. I think it's top 10 in the NFL right now. He is a dog at DB for the Saints.